Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus said to the disciples, "The Spirit of truth will guide you into all the truth. For he won't speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and will declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is our text. Our gospel readings right now are taking us backwards. We're going from Easter Sunday, but we're moving back to the night when Jesus was betrayed. Back to the upper room when Jesus was teaching his disciples about the things that were to come. In this teaching today, we hear just a little bit of the conversation that Jesus has with his disciples. He says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." He has something important to teach us in this conversation. Something important for them, something important for the church of all ages, and something important for you today. Something that we need to hear as we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. Because what we see in this reading is a picture of how our Lord deals with a lack of understanding. Because that's what the disciples have. The disciples don't understand Jesus. They just don't get it. They don't get what he's saying. They're very confused. May not come as any surprise if you've been reading through the Gospels, because this happens to them frequently. It's an ongoing issue for the disciples. Jesus will teach, and things just don't connect. They don't understand what he is saying. The women of the LWML heard something like this yesterday when I taught from John chapter 14. As Jesus was teaching, Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And then Philip said later, "Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us." Because they just don't get what he is saying. And then a little later, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but a different Judas, said, "Lord, how is it that you will show yourself to us and not to the world?" I love that the disciples are not afraid here to ask Jesus questions. They're not afraid to express to him the things that they don't understand. But in our reading today, they are afraid. In our reading from John 16, the disciples again don't understand. Jesus said, "A little while you will see me, and then a little while you will not see me." And they don't know what he means by a little while. You can hear the confusion in what they're saying to one another. It's like they're whispering while he's teaching, whispering back in the corner, "What's this that he says to us? What does he mean? We don't even know what he's talking about." Afraid to raise their hands, nervous to even ask a question. And they don't get it. How can they, of course? If we think that everything about the Christian faith is something that we can get, then I've got news for you. It isn't. Not everything is understandable. Not everything will be crystal clear to our minds. Of course, that's true not only about things of God, but even things of this world we don't always fully understand or fully get. The disciples don't understand here. They don't understand the meaning of what Jesus is about to do for them. Even if Jesus had laid it all out very clearly, as he had on other occasions, they still didn't get it. The meaning of his death and resurrection, they didn't understand. It was beyond their comprehension to imagine a Messiah and Savior who would die and rise for them. Of course, even after the resurrection, they still don't always get it. We heard in the reading from Acts today, Acts chapter 11, how St. Peter brought the good news to Gentiles, to non-Jews. But he didn't get it. When he was first given the vision of those animals being let down and told to kill and eat, he said, "Absolutely not. because he didn't understand what God was saying. Until the Holy Spirit opened his eyes to see that the message of Jesus Christ was for those who were clean and for those who had formerly been considered unclean. The Gentiles are part of the kingdom of God. But I know, when we hear about the disciples and their continued lack of understanding, their continual failure to get what Jesus says, sometimes you wonder just what Jesus sees in them. But then again, sometimes we wonder just what Jesus sees in us. Because that confusion is not a first century problem. We have plenty of questions as well. Sometimes we're willing to raise a hand and ask them, and sometimes we just sit there whispering them to our neighbors. I think of our Bible classes, how often the hands shoot up with questions that you have, things that you don't immediately understand. Sometimes I wish that I had someone that I could raise my hand and ask questions of as well. I don't get everything that the scriptures say. I don't get every word that Jesus speaks. I have lots of questions too. But then for every question that's asked, I know that there are other questions that go unasked. People who are unwilling or uncomfortable raising their hands and asking them. How many of us Christians are like Jesus' disciples? Not able to understand, wondering what he's saying, and yet afraid to raise our hands. It is a bit strange, though, when we're gathered with other Christians around the scriptures, when we're gathered to learn his word, and yet we're afraid to ask questions of him. It happens, of course, not only at church, but it also happens in our own homes. How often have you at home been reading through your Bible and you run across something that you find confusing, wondering about something that doesn't make sense? Maybe you have one of those study Bibles and you go to the bottom and you look for help and find that more unhelpful or perhaps even more confusing. It's been said at times that study Bibles are really good at answering all of the questions you aren't asking. Sometimes it does have answers to the questions you are asking. An exaggeration, but the point is taken. Which of us has a complete understanding of the things of God? Which of us completely grasps what Jesus speaks to us in his word? And the answer is none of us. Now, the point isn't that we need to get a better understanding of what Jesus says by working harder, although I do commend to you reading the scriptures and studying. But the point isn't that it rests on your shoulders. Instead, John offers us a picture of how Jesus deals with these confused and misunderstanding disciples. You see, when they were whispering their questions in the back, Jesus knew what they were doing. He knew what they were asking, the very questions they had. And so Jesus knew they wanted to ask him about what he was saying. And even when they didn't, even when they were too nervous or afraid to ask, Jesus deals patiently with them. He doesn't mock them. He doesn't belittle them. He doesn't lay into them. He doesn't call them stupid. But instead, he speaks with his disciples who don't understand. And he teaches us that our God is willing to deal patiently with us in the questions we have, in the confusion we have, in the misunderstandings that we often have. And what does Jesus say? He deals with these misunderstanding disciples by offering a promise. He doesn't clear up all of their misunderstandings in that moment. He doesn't give them all of the answers. He doesn't turn to the back and say, "Here are the things you were wondering about." But he gives a promise. He promises his disciples that he will send his Holy Spirit. That is the answer to the confusion that the disciples have. That is the answer to the questions that the church has and the misunderstanding that we are so often under. It is the promise of the Holy Spirit and the gift of that Spirit. Jesus says, "The Spirit of truth will guide you into all the truth, for he won't speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." You see, the Holy Spirit's job is to enlighten the church through the words of Christ, The Holy Spirit's job is to bring what Christ has said and done to us so that we may know it and believe it. He will glorify me, Jesus said, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. There were things that the disciples were not ready for yet. As I said earlier, no matter how clearly Jesus spoke of his crucifixion and resurrection, they weren't going to get it until it happened. There were things that they couldn't yet comprehend. And there are things for us still that remain beyond our comprehension. Trinity Sunday will be coming up in about a month. Woe to that pastor who thinks that he can explain the Holy Trinity fully and perfectly. It will never happen. But Christ promises to be with his disciples during the time that they lack understanding. He promises to send his Holy Spirit to continue to guide them into the truth. He sends his Holy Spirit to guide us into the truth. In this time when we still deal with a dim vision and understanding of what Christ teaches. He doesn't give us a perfect and full answer now. He doesn't make the mysteries of God fully understandable to us. There are things of the faith beyond our grasp. And thanks be to God that there is no requirement for us as Christians to have a complete understanding of all God's ways. We are not saved by our knowledge of the faith. We are saved by our trust in Christ, who deals patiently with us. That's not to say that understanding the faith is irrelevant or unimportant. It's not to say that studying the scriptures and diving in deeper is worthless. But we are not saved by our understanding. We trust the promises of Christ. That's what makes us Christians. He will send the Holy Spirit, and he has sent the Holy Spirit, so that through the word we would be led into all truth, deeper and deeper into that truth. The other side of the coin is this, that our Lord doesn't ask us to check our reason at the door when we come into the church. He doesn't ask us simply to follow blindly with no questions, with no misunderstanding, but he encourages us to ask our questions. He encourages us to seek understanding, and he encourages us to seek that understanding in his word where the Holy Spirit is at work. So Jesus sees the questions of the disciples. Jesus sees the questions of our hearts. He sees us. And he will continue to be with us as we seek answers to our questions, as we seek out his will and his ways. So don't despair if you find things hard to understand. Don't give up. Go further in and further up in God's word. Keep asking your questions. And remember this, that being a Christian is not a momentary thing. Being a Christian does not mean that you will have it all together in that moment, but being a Christian is the work of a lifetime. The work of continuing to study and learn God's word, continuing to let the Holy Spirit be at work through that word to draw us to a deeper and fuller understanding. And as we do that, Jesus is patient with us. He is patient with us when we don't get it. He is patient with us when we are confused. Jesus deals with his disciples in such a beautiful way that is important for you to know today, as it was for the disciples on that night in the upper room. And let's be honest, there are people who turn away from Christ for the wrong reasons. There may be some people who turn away because they assume that being a Christian requires them to have a complete understanding. There may be people who turn away because they think they have to set their reason aside in order to believe. But neither one of those is true. We are not Christians because we understand it fully, but nor do we as Christians set aside our reason in order to believe. But rather, God uses our reason to understand and to grasp what he teaches. So we're not saved because we completely understand all things, and we're not saved because we have no questions and blindly follow where he leads. But we're saved because our Lord sees our confusion and he has mercy on us in our time of need. And our Lord's love is made known most of all in his suffering. He suffers for sinners who believe that they understand better than God, and he suffers for sinners who believe that there is no truth when it comes to God. He suffers for those who, in their pride and in their ignorance, reject him. Jesus dies for those who lack understanding, and that is good news for you and me today. But he rises from the dead because of God's total and complete understanding. Because though we may not understand, God does. And he understands what you need. And he desires to give you what you need. Even the gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation in Jesus Christ. A peace that passes all understanding and is from above and not from below. Jesus dies and rises to bring the eternal mystery of salvation to you and to me. And because it's a mystery, there will always be this tension, at least in this life. Here we will understand, but we will not understand completely. Here we see Jesus, but we still see through a glass dimly and darkly. And for us, Jesus offers this promise. He sends his Holy Spirit, who through the word guides us into all truth. We have a sure guide, and we have a certain help and comfort as we live in the tension with questions, with incomplete understanding. And with the promise of the Holy Spirit, we can dive back into the word. We can raise our hands boldly and confidently. We can keep growing and learning in the faith. I can't guarantee you that all your questions will even be answered in the life of the world to come, but I can promise you this. Whatever questions he doesn't answer there, you'll no longer care about anyway. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, come with your questions, come with your confusion, and receive this assurance. Whether we understand more or less of what our Lord says, whether we grasp completely or only very little, he sees us and he knows us and he loves us and he died and rose for us and he sends his Holy Spirit to us. So you can be confident of his care for you until he comes again. I will see you again, Jesus says, and your hearts will rejoice and no one will take your joy from you. In his name, amen.